I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, COVID-19 and influenza may cause similar symptoms in children. Dr. Elizabeth Mack is here to talk about protecting kids from influenza and also COVID-19. Dr. Mack is the Division Chief for Pediatric Critical Care Medicine at MUSC Children's Health, and she's a spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Mack, what are we expecting in the way of influenza or flu season this year regarding kids in South Carolina?
It's a good question, Bobby. We really don't know, but we are bracing for a respiratory viral season like our usual, a respiratory fall and winter viral season on top of COVID.
Let's talk specifically about symptoms of influenza in kids versus COVID-19 symptoms in children.
It's a good question, and there's a lot of overlap between them and other viruses as well. So unfortunately, both can have fever, both can have coughs, both can have muscle aches, both can have vomiting, diarrhea, belly pain, all of those things. So there is not a lot to separate the two.
What should parents do or who to call if they are concerned about flu or COVID-19 symptoms in their kids?
If the child has mild illness, they do need to be tested and they do need to be kept away from other folks until they've got their test results. We do need to be thoughtful about, you know, exposing children or anybody with symptoms that could be consistent with COVID-19, influenza, or anything else, really.
What are some of the challenges to kids and families in our South Carolina communities this year since influenza and COVID-19 might be overlapping?
So I know that everybody is exhausted with all of the mitigation strategies, but really being thoughtful and continuing our masking when we are indoors, that is incredibly important. It will actually keep us safe against multiple different viruses.
Tell us about the recommendations on which kids should be getting the flu shot, number one, and which kids should be getting the COVID-19 vaccine.
At this moment, we still recommend the influenza vaccine for every human 6 months and above. And then right now, COVID-19 vaccine is available for all of those 12 years old and up.
And Dr. Mack, can children who are eligible for those two vaccines get those two vaccines at the very same time?
Co-administration is totally fine. Getting those vaccines at the same time or a week apart or 2 weeks apart, any time frame is totally acceptable. And in fact, vaccine is being developed with both of them in the same shot. So more to come on that.
Why are you so passionate about flu shots and also the COVID-19 shots for eligible kids?
I certainly am passionate. It is the recommendation of pediatrician, family practice doctors, public health officials, and it's all based on science. So flu vaccines and COVID vaccines are safe and effective, and they're meant to protect us really from hospitalization and death. That is the goal of both vaccines. And I personally see deaths and significant morbidity from these diseases in my role in the pediatric intensive care unit. So it is incredibly important and very near and dear to my heart.
Dr. Mack, thanks for this information about protecting kids from influenza and COVID-19.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.